بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have Sheikh Karimi to answer today's questions. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
So, according to Islamic beliefs, or according to some documents, before the otherworldly heaven or paradise, there is a world called Barzakh, or roughly it could be translated as to the mid-world or purgatory or something like that. Of course, these are the rough literal translations of the world. So, first of all, define Barzakh for us, and is there any, we can say Jannah, or we can say Firdaus, or heaven in Barzakh world or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you rightly mentioned, we have an intermediary world between this world and the Day of Judgment, which is called the world of Barzakh. And purgatory is not a good and proper translation for it. It's a Christian word, and I believe that as Muslims we should not use it because there are major differences between Islamic Barzakh and Christian purgatory.
Yes.
So from the time that a person passes away, they enter a new realm, a new world called the world of Barzakh.
Yes.
And they are in this realm until the Day of Judgment, when the second trumpet is blown and all the people are revived. So this period, which is in between this world and the hereafter, is called the world of Barzakh, and some narrations call it Alam al-Qabr, the world and the realm of the grave. Now, there are some features and points regarding this world. For example, we have the coming of two angels and questioning in the grave. All the people are asked about their fundamental beliefs. And then some people, they have a kind of heaven in the grave, but this is a Barzakhi heaven, which is very much different from the eternal heaven. And some people are going to be punished in the grave. So first of all, there are some verses in the Quran that prove that the world of Barzakh can be a kind of heaven for the people. Of course, as I mentioned, there are major differences between this heaven, this good time in the world of Barzakh, and the eternal one in the hereafter. So, for example, regarding the famous personality Habib al-Najjar, Habib the carpenter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَخْصَى الْمَدِيدَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْحَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. There was a believer, and he comes to the people who were not following the prophets, and he invited them to follow the prophets. And finally, according to the narrations, he was martyred. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قِيلَتْ خُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. It was told to him that enter Jannah, or heaven, or paradise. Of course, this Jannah in this verse cannot be the eternal heaven, because still there is no eternal heaven, the Day of Judgment has not come yet.
Yes.
So this Jannah in this verse is referring to Jannah in the world of Barzakh.
That's right.
Or regarding shuhada, the martyrs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَا الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. Do not consider those who are killed in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. They are alive and they are given sustenance before their Lord. So again, this sustenance is referring to that sustenance in the world of Barzakh.
That's right.
And not the Day of Judgment.
So you mean the good people from this world, when they pass away, they enter the Barzakh world, whether it is Jahannam or Jannah?
all the people, when they pass away, they enter the world of Barzakh. Mm-hmm. And then some people are going to be rewarded in the world of Barzakh. That is, they have a kind of heaven, which mm-hmm. is, of course, very much different from the eternal heaven.
Yes.
Some people are going to be punished, but again, this is very much different from the eternal hell. Mm-hmm. And some believe that some people are going to be neither in the Barzakhi heaven mm-hmm. nor in the Barzakhi hell. They pass this time as if they are asleep. There are differences of ideas here.
Okay.
And also we have فَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ, those people who are among the close ones to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَرَوْحٌ وَرَيْحَانٌ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٌ. And according to some narrations, this is referring to their conditions in the grave.
That's
so
right.
These are some verses referring to the fact that some people enter a kind of Jannah in the grave in the world of Barzakh.
That's right.
And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is also quoted as saying, this is in Al-Kafi, volume 3, page 245, في حجرات في الجنة يأكلون من طعامها ويشربون من شرابها. The good people, the mu'mineen, in the grave, they are in rooms of paradise. They eat from the foods of the heaven and from the drinks of heaven. ويقولون ربنا أقم لنا الساعة. Then they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that bring for us as-sa'a, the day of judgment, wa anjiz lana ma wa'atana, and give us what you have promised. And also we have a special verse about the world of Barzakh, wa min wara'ihim barzakhun ila yawmi yub'athun. This is in chapter Mu'minun, verse 100. This is the only place in the Noble Book of Quran that the word Barzakh is used to refer to this intermediary world. So this is a short explanation about the world of Barzakh and that heaven in the world of Barzakh.
That's
but
right.
As I mentioned, there are big differences between this Jannah in Barzakh and the eternal heaven in the Day of Judgment.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah, we worship Allah and no one but Allah.
And is it true that the Jannah and Jahannam of the Amal of the people are indivisible with itself, but it is not a world like Barzakh or the other world? For example, some parts of your actions that you are doing now, the rewards and the, we can say, chastisement are given based on Jahannam and Jannah in this world, Jannat al-Firdaus. Now you are living in this world, in the world. Does the, we can say, Jahannam and the Jannah exist alongside with this world too mm-hmm. or not?
For this, we have two different viewpoints.
Mm-hmm.
And not all the Shia scholars have the same idea, but it seems from some verses and narrations that the eternal Jannah and hell now exist. And some people refer to the concept of the embodiment of the actions, that mm-hmm. everything that we are doing right now has its embodiment. And right now, we are preparing our places in the hellfire or in the heaven based on our actions. As I mentioned, it seems from the verses and the narrations that they do yes. exist right now.
Okay.
Now, to compare the world of Barzakh and the Day of Judgment, at least the heaven, the good time, the blessings, there are major differences. First of all, the blessings of Barzakh, people are going to be rewarded in the Barzakhi heaven and punished in the Barzakhi so-called hell, but it cannot be compared to the blessings, to the rewards and punishments of the Day of Judgment. So, in terms of quality and quantity, the rewards of the day of the world of Barzakh are in between the blessing of this world and the reward of the hereafter. So in the hereafter, in the eternal heaven, the blessings would be much, much, much more, and it cannot be compared to the time in world of Barzakh. So this is one major difference.
Okay.
The second difference is
we know that the quality of the bodies are also different.
Yeah.
The resurrected body is very much different from the, we can say, Barzakhi body, as we call it.
So, yeah, let me explain about this difference as well. When it comes to the Day of Judgment, from the past, we had this question among both Muslim scholars and the followers of other religions as well, whether the Day of Judgment is going to be spiritual only, or it's a physical resurrection as well. The majority of Muslim scholars believe that in the Day of Judgment, we are going to be resurrected, physically speaking, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will revive the dead people, and we will have a physical resurrection. And that is why we have all these blessings mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran, which are physical blessings like food and drinks and so on and so forth. But when it comes to the world of Barzakh, we know that the body is in the grave and it might be decayed after some time.
Yes.
So the reward in the world in the Day of Judgment, according to the majority of the scholars, is for both body and spirit. But when it comes to the world of Barzakh, we do not have physical reward. But is it spiritual? No. It is something between physical and spiritual. The scholars call it Methali or Barzakhi.
Yes.
So the blessings of the world of Barzakh belong to a body which is different from this physical body.
Yes.
And this body is in line with the life in the world of Barzakh. So the Methali body is not identical with this physical body in this world, and but it is similar to it, and that is why some people call it Methali.
Yes.
How they are different? The difference is that it has some material features like shape and size, but it does not have, matter.
Yes.
Does not have any mass or volume, so it's not material. So this is the body that is called the Methali body. Somehow,
and usually they say it is very much rooted in our amal. The Methali body is very much shaped out of our amal.
Sure.
That's right.
And some people translate it into a subtle body or imaginal body.
Yes.
So as I mentioned, it has some material features like shape and size, but it's not material, meaning that it doesn't have any matter, no mass or no volume. So this is another difference between the heaven in the Barzakh and the heaven in the Day of Judgment. The body is different. The other difference is that the world of Barzakh is going to come to its end, but till the Day of Judgment. But the heaven in the hereafter is eternal. خالدين فيها حسنا مستقرا ومقاما. We have the concept of eternity. Also, people who are in the Barzakhi heaven, they wish for the heaven in the Day of Judgment.
Yes.
Because as I mentioned, the rewards cannot be compared. And in the Day of Judgment, we have, for example, لَهُمَّا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا. Whatever they wish, they will have in heaven. But this is not the case for the heaven in the world of Barzakh, or وَفِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِيهِ الْأَنْفُسُ وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنُ, chapter Zukhruf 71. Whatever people would want and desire, they will have it in the eternal heaven.
Yes.
So these are some major differences between the heaven in the world of Barzakh and the eternal heaven. As I mentioned, in terms of quantity and quality, they cannot be compared. And we can say that the same is true about the punishments in the grave. Some people might be punished in the world of Barzakh, but it doesn't mean that they are the same as the punishments in the eternal hell. I mean, they are much more severe. And the other point is that some good people might be punished in the world of Barzakh mm-hmm. to be purified of their sins mm-hmm. so that on the day of judgment they will go directly to the heaven. So punishment in the grave, does it mean necessarily that that person is a disbeliever or he's going to go to hellfire in the hereafter? No, sometimes as a believer, you have committed some sins, and these sins should be purified from you. So it can be purified through different ways, one of them being problems, difficulties in this world. The other way is having a difficult time at the time of death. In the third stage, some sins are going to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through some punishments in the world of Barzakh. And if there are some remaining sins, then people will go to hell for some time, for a short time, then they will go to the eternal heaven.
That's right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice explanation regarding the Barzakh world and whether the concept of Jannah or Jahannam is, we can say, do we have it in the Barzakh or intermediate world or purgatory or not? It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information or to send your question to us, please visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن